The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver, Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag. Talk Radio 790 KABC. That's our new theme, Radio Nowhere, from Bruce Springsteen. If you're just joining us, we do have a new name. We've invited the listeners to chime in via email, and right now it's about 80-20. People don't like the name. There's another one. It sounds too religious. I love it. I actually am a little surprised, and I don't need to be controversial, but there's a part of me thinking, well, then maybe we're really onto something if 80% of the listeners don't like the name. Because again, resurrection implies many different facets and aspects of life. I think of people in recovery that have turned their life around. Isn't that a way in which you can say they resurrected their life? How many people hit rock bottom? So just to be forthright and clear, I'm not just going with the faith-based angle. I'm not going to sit here and read the Bible to you and talk about how Jesus did rise on the third day, and that's the cornerstone of the Christian faith. Resurrection has a lot of different meanings. So welcome to Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag. Hey, one mention of something that's happening in 2 weeks. I just found out we do a men's retreat twice a year. We do one in the spring and one in the fall. And we limit the number. Evidently, we've got 7 spots now open. If you're interested in just getting out of L.A., going up into the mountains locally here, it's a great camp. It's Friday evening, all day Saturday, and just Sunday morning. It's called the Sonship Warrior Camp. We do some teaching. We do some group interaction. A lot of activities on Saturday. It's a blast to just get out, breathe some fresh air, and hang out with a bunch of dudes that are just trying to figure it out together. So we've got 7 spots open. If you want to find out more information, you can do one of two things. Either go to franksontag.com, which will take you to our ministry site, or type in kmgministries.com. If you want to find out more information, if you've got questions, just go to franksontag.com. Okay, let's take care of a little phone business, and then we're going to talk about vitamin D and some stories that relate to COVID. One medical doctor is saying it's time to stop all the jabbing. Let's talk to Mike in Garden Grove. Mike wants to weigh in on the name of the program. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to, I like the name of it, your program. Sorry if everyone's getting butt hurt, but how about Restoration Radio?
Okay. I mean, it's something that I thought about. I just think between restoration, part of it, but resurrection is a whole nother thing. But I definitely will take that to heart, and I appreciate it. And I thank you for the call. By the way, I'm about 99% locked in to the name. You know, if you want to suggest your names, just send me an email, frank@kmgministries.com. Early in last hour, I mentioned a judge in New York is now saying that polygamy is open for discussion legally in the state of New York. Mike is in Mission. He wants to weigh in on that story. Mike, you're on 790 KBC. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Frank. Let me make a little argument here about the word resurrection and polygamy, kind of tie them together. Let me say, when we go to church, our pastors, our preachers and stuff tell us that we should basically pray for people falling asleep in Christ. And now, with the new acceptance of polygamy in America, I believe it's a clear sign that we are getting away from Christian teachings. Many people do not actually know this, but Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, was a polygamist.
Well, so was
Mary. a very young girl named Aisha.
Okay.
And to me, as a Christian, that opposes God's will.
Okay, well, Solomon had hundreds of wives, too, and he was said to be the most brilliant mind in the history of mankind. So I'm not sure I get your point, nor do I get your point. I'm a little confused about this idea. I mean, it's obvious polygamy is not faith-based. It's not moral. It's just kind of outside the boundaries. So anyway, thanks for the call. Yeah, Muhammad did have a young girl, and I mean, you look back in the Old Testament. Whew. I'm going to say this. I got an email from a friend, and this was kind of tongue-in-cheek. Said, why would anybody want more than one wife? I just had to say it. It's kind of funny, in a way, right? All right, let's move on quickly here. Vitamin D is a key supplement for avoiding COVID infections. According to the University of Chicago, there is evidence that vitamin D may prevent or improve outcomes in many infectious and inflammatory conditions, including acute and chronic respiratory infections. There is also an increasing understanding of its immunomodularity and anti-inflammatory functions. Study goes on to say that, quote, the potential importance of vitamin D in the spread of COVID in the United States is supported by the fact that nearly half of the population is vitamin D deficient, with higher rates among persons with darker skin and/or lower sun exposure, including those living in higher latitudes in the winter, nursing home residents, and healthcare workers who also have greater risk of COVID. The numbers are pretty impressive. University of Chicago study found that patients with vitamin D deficiency that were not adequately treated were 77% more likely to test positive for COVID than patients who were not likely vitamin D deficient. This is a big deal. Now, I look, I have no agenda here. I'm not benefiting from this. But there's a man who I got to know early on in the spring of 2020 when we started hearing about COVID. He passed away recently from cancer. His name was Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. The man saved hundreds of people's lives with early intervention, therapeutics. He was the first we heard about treating patients that had COVID with hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, zinc sulfate. He became a very good friend and educated me in a lot of ways about the immune system and about areas that we lack by which you can take supplements to improve your immune system. So I'm going to plug their website. It's a family thing now. Zev passed away a few months ago. I take this stuff. There's something called Z-Stack, which has quercetin, D, and I think C. It just boosts your immune system. And they have something called Detox. I think it's called Z-Detox. I take one every night. It just cleans your system out. If you've taken the jab and you want to maybe get some help, find out for yourself. Go to their website, zstacklife.com. And read up on this stuff. And I hesitate to say this because I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. So I won't say what I'm kind of resistant to saying, but I will say this. Your immune system is miraculous. If you boost your immune system or if you have a strong immune system, our environment is filled with cooties every day. And your body fights things off. You may not even know it because we only know when we get quote unquote sick. You know, foods that are deficient in nutrients. Look at the way we produce food. I mean, there's a whole interview that we can spend an hour on this topic. But I really believe Dr. Zelenko was onto something. And if you want to find out more about supplements that may indeed help you, zstacklife.com. And they didn't know I was going to plug it, but this is something that I've taken for 2 years, and I've not been sick. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. When we come back, you want to talk a little bit about gas prices? You know, we hear climate change, and, oh, Governor Newsom is tagging with the state of Washington and Oregon, and we're leading this charge. Well, why in the HE double toothpicks is California's gas prices the highest in the country? What, somehow we know more about global warming and climate change here? Yeah, right. So when we come back, we're going to talk about industry insiders who say the real story of what's behind gas prices and high gas prices. Later in the broadcast, we'll talk a little bit about Hurricane Ian. There are tons of waterlogged EVs in Florida right now that are catching fire. Even though Governor Newsom says it's clearly about climate change. Did you hear his deal? When he said, I'm going to say two words. Did you hear that one? Maybe we'll play that blunder on the other side. He came out and said, I'm going to share two words with you. Made in America. Man, he's getting hammered on that one. All right. We will continue with more of this Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag, Talk Radio 790 KABC. The emails are still coming in. I've invited people, if you're just tuning in, to weigh in on the new title of the program. Boy, here's a long one. John just sent me like a book. He says, I think Resurrection Radio might work. Resurrection is tied to so many things, not necessarily to faith-based ideology. Let people figure it out, they will or not. Yep. I agree, John. Thank you for the email. By the way, a number of weeks ago, I had Dr. John Shea on the program. If you didn't hear the interview we did, you can go to franksontag.com. All the podcasts are up. He has, lack of better words, a clinic in Pasadena called RejuVU. And on Wednesday, October the 26th, they're going to have a special open house where they're going to share some of the latest in regenerative and rejuvenation procedures that everyone can benefit from. There'll be more information next week. You can go to their website, which is rejuvu.com, or you can call them directly at 626-551-4800. To reserve your spot. It's going to be limited seating. And that is, I think, October the 26th is a Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. at RejuVU headquarters in Pasadena. The latest in regenerative and rejuvenation procedures. To reserve your spot, 626-551-4800. Okay, I got that done. Let's talk to Brent in LA. If it's the same Brent, he's one of my favorite callers. Brent, you're on Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag. How are you, Brent?
Great, Frank. How are you?
I'm well.
You know, I like Resurrection, but I was leaning towards Revelation Radio.
That's good. I like that.
Either that or Fabulous Frank on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, you know, I like the way that sounds, too. Thanks for calling. It's always good to hear from you. I'm grateful for you.
Oh, thank you. But I was thinking about what you were talking about, what I'm going to be calling the polyperversity or the Democrat degenerate progressive marriage. Or how about the Marcuse Marxist marriage?
Wow.
You know, I'm trying to figure out, who the hell is putting this together? Because how many women are on board with the destruction of marriage like this? And how many women really want to have a lot of other women that they're sharing their bed with? And so there's a whole Luciferian love element here. And I always say, leftist love is always a lie. And so they're just going into Leviticus, and they're just going down the line of all the prohibited sexual acts, and they're just doing one after, they're just going down boom, boom, boom to incest, to having sex with one's sister, to having sex with one's neighbor. It is all just going into the Bible and just destroying piece by piece.
Yeah, there's even a push right now to quote unquote normalize love attraction to young kids. You know, which at one time, that was pedophilia. That was a crime. Now they're making it sound like, no, it's, we can't help it. And it's okay. It's love. But my goodness.
No, it isn't. And so what they do, this is the most demonic aspect of the left, is the destruction of language. And
that's
they know exactly that they're perverting the holiness of language, just like they're perverting the holiness of marriage. There is no holiness in their world of love. It's just a degenerate expression of whatever willfulness one wants.
Brent, again, I'm always grateful for your phone call. Thank you for your contribution tonight. I look forward to many more. God bless you. And I do like Revelation Radio. I haven't looked into the trademark issue. We may find out. You can't say Resurrection Radio. I don't know, but it's kind of a loose launch tonight. I do like Revelation Radio. Hey, we know Hurricane Ian hit Florida pretty hard. President is saying this is clearly about climate change. It's not even debatable anymore. Oh, please. But here's a story that caught my attention. I suspect it's not really made the mainstream. Firefighters in Florida are dealing with a new challenge in the wake of Hurricane Ian. Florida's chief financial officer and state fire marshal, a guy named Jimmy Petronas, says there are increased numbers of incidents which electric vehicle batteries have corroded amid the storm and are starting to catch fire. We've talked about EV fires on this program. It's a serious problem. And by the way, if you don't know that, it's not like a fire starts and you just kind of put it out. Electric vehicle batteries, if they spark a flame, are very difficult to extinguish. Petronas shared a video showing firefighters from the North Collier Fire Rescue attempting to put out smoke stemming from an EV in the middle of a busy road. He said there's a ton of electric vehicles disabled from Hurricane Ian. And he's greatly concerned about the problem. Officers from North Collier also warned of the increased risks posed by flooded EVs, explained that any electric vehicle that is waterlogged with salt water should be moved away from any structure due to the extreme risk of fire, which they say is difficult to extinguish. The latest warning from Florida State Fire Marshal comes shortly after all 50 states across the United States received final approval to start construction on a nationwide network of thousands of EV chargers covering approximately 75,000 miles of highway across the country. They're now going to have access to all fiscal years, 2022 and 2023, the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program, totaling more than $1.5 billion for those 2 years. Funding was made possible by President Joe Biden's Infrastructure Act, which was signed into law last year. Look, I have no problem with EVs. I don't like them. But if you want to drive one, knock yourself out. But this idea, this big push, climate change, we've got to stop global warming, we're going to outlaw gas-powered vehicles. This image came to mind. And it's probably a poor analogy. And I don't know. But some of the experts clearly say there's no way this can be attainable in a short period of time. We can't make these vehicles. We don't have access to the minerals. It rapes the earth. I mean, a lot of things. In fact, on the other side, we're going to talk about the real story behind high gas prices. But sometimes when I drive to Vegas, there's this one long stretch of road where there's this abandoned water park. It's big. Maybe you know where I'm talking about. I don't know where exactly it is. But when I go by it, I see it all the time, and it makes me think. At one time, they launched this thing. It's big. I'm sure they had water, and kids went, and it was the local attraction and the local buzz. Now it's like a ghost town. Let me tell you, if you think that all of these EV stations are going to be a reality and we're just somehow going to manifest in the next 10 years all these electric cars and we're going to clean the air, outlaw gas-powered vehicles, it's, look, this is a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. People in the know and experts say just the numbers alone are not achievable, let alone getting into the debate whether climate change is really a concern. But that's the push now. That's all you hear. What about when we heard you only have 10 years to live if we don't turn things around, right? We've heard that decade in and decade out. 89, I've got the file right here from the United Nations, the global expert on the environment, said literally we have 10 years before the seas rise and, you know, all that stuff. It's fear porn. It's doom and gloom. It's not going to happen. Nor is this ambitious program by some standards. In my view, I believe this is nefarious and there's something much more diabolical at hand. There, I said it. You want me to back up some of the info? I will. And on the other side, industry leaders and insiders talk about the real story behind high gas prices. If you want to weigh in, call the program, 800-222-5222. My guest 3 weeks from tonight is a man named Craig Parker Adams. He's a rock and roller. Here's a little bit of his creative commercial.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. The Stolly Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of the Stolly Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, the Stolly Buell, coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
If you'd like to find out more about what Craig does, CraigParkerAdams.com is his website. I'm thrilled to say he'll be in studio 3 weeks from tonight on October 28th, and he will have a guitar with him. We will continue with more. This is Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. My name is Frank Sontag, and you are listening to Resurrection Radio, a new name we have for the program. If you're just tuning in, we've invited people to weigh in either on the phone or with an email, and right now it's about 70-30. People do not like the name. In fact, let me talk to David in West Hills. It just says the name on the screen. I don't know if he likes it or not, but David, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thanks for calling.
Frank, I've only listened to your program a short time, but just, you know, listening a few moments, anyone with any sense hears that you have a, you know, there's a kind of nobility and excellence and power and gentleness to your delivery. But just Frank Sontag on its own is powerful. It seems like anything added is almost like a gimmick or, a, you know, you almost don't need it. Why would you need it, you know?
Okay, I appreciate it. I don't need it. I just, this week, I had a conversation with a good friend. It kind of came up in passing, and I thought, huh, let's launch and see how it goes. I do appreciate your kind words, though. To be really forthright, I have never liked the Frank Sontag show. It just sounds like it's all about me. Now, granted, I get it. This is my program. They're my thoughts, but I've never liked it. Years ago, we had a program I did late night for 21 years called Impact, which is kind of cool. But I do appreciate your call. Thank you, David. Let me also make mention of one of my sponsors, and then we're going to get into insiders talking about the real story behind high gas prices. So if you listen to this program at all, there are two main sponsors I have. Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers. Got 87,000 new IRS agents set to be hired over the next number of months. Phil has special relationships with the IRS. If you file taxes, I can't say enough about Phil Liberatore. Also, safe to say, your home has an air conditioner and a heater. And my dear friend Ken Starr from Home Comfort USA is a dear friend. And it's an amazing place. I go down on Wednesdays to their office in Anaheim. And it's kind of family run. And everybody is very excited about reaching out to the community and helping people. And kind of the modality is either AC or heating. But with the seasons changing, they've got this special offer for you. So if you have an old furnace or an old air conditioner, they call it the cash for clunkers deal. They're going to give you $2,500 cash on a brand new energy efficient Lennox system. No payments for an entire year. And that's it. Bad credit, no problem. Easy financing, payments as low as $99 a month. Two ways you can find out more information. Go to their website, homecomfortusa.com, or call them directly, 714-888-5557. 714-888-5557. Let me say one last thing. I kind of grind about my sponsors. I really would appreciate if you support them. They are in large part the reason why I'm on the air. So I was thinking this week about Home Comfort USA. They had a deal, $2,000 for a new AC system. I was at the warehouse last Wednesday, like I said, and they got tons of them stacked up in the warehouse. So they're giving you $2,000 cash back, no payments for a year. And I thought, why, in a sense, aren't the phones ringing off the hook? And it dawned on me, many of you think, well, I don't need a new air conditioning system. That may be true. But if you're like me, a number of months ago, my wife and I were renting a home and the AC system literally, during one of the hottest times of the year, just went out, no warning, and we were stuck without an air conditioner for 2 to 3 days, and it was awful. So at the very least, if you reach out to them, set up an appointment, have them check out your system. You may be fine, but you may be in line with needing either a new AC system or a new heater. So I can't scream the praises enough about Home Comfort USA. 714-888-5557. All right, I've got 5 minutes. Let me get into insiders talking about the real story behind high gas prices. Now, we know, speaking of money, the debt has now surpassed $31 trillion. Thank you, Biden administration. Even though they talk about, yeah, we're lowering the debt and we're doing all this stuff. $31 trillion. Which passed the high mark of $30 trillion just 9 months ago. It's just amazing. It's mind-blowing to me that so many people still think this is the way to go. Industry insiders on the real story behind high gas prices, structural problems, hostile policies, and inaction. This is from the Epoch Times. I'll read just a little bit. High gas prices in our country are caused by a mismatch between the U.S. oil production and refining, bad policies, or political hostility, as well as the Biden administration's inaction. This is according to experts and insiders in the oil industry. Inflation in our country has been running high since March, reaching 8.5%, the highest level since 1981. What is that, 41 years ago? A dramatic increase in energy prices has caught many of our attention. Between May and August alone, energy prices rose by between 20 and 40% year over year. So even if the United States banned all oil exports, which the Biden administration is yammering on about, which actually, I don't know much about oil production. You've got shale, you've got all sorts of different types of oil. Oil exports are mostly shale. So it's impossible for refineries to update their facilities to refine shale oil after decades of political hostility against the oil industry. You heard Gavin Newsom this week. Yeah, they're profits. They're greedy. We're going to have a special. Yeah, right. Gee, does it have anything to do with an upcoming election? We're going to demonize and scapegoat the oil industry. To update facilities, it's easy to figure out, means you need to invest billions of dollars to get extra emission-related permits and update your facility, which is basically impossible under this new administration because they've made the fossil fuel business in North America the enemy of the people. That's what you hear day in and day out from the White House. From the very first day, executive order, Biden revoked President Trump's permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. Some experts say it turns out to be one of the most fatal moves for the U.S. energy security and gas price stability. Why? Because Canada is one of the most important sources of the conventional crude oil that most U.S. refineries can handle. And the Keystone XL pipeline is what's needed to transport the Canadian crude oil. Keystone pipeline was going to supply about 800,000 barrels a day. And yet that was nixed immediately. Obviously, Logic 101 would say if the Biden administration is intending to lower gas prices, they keep saying that, you got to increase oil supplies from Canada and Alaska that work in U.S. refineries. One expert said, quote, if we open up North America for more crude oil, we're capable of producing 20 to 21 million barrels a day with Canada. Why are we begging Saudi Arabia, begging Russia, begging Iran, begging Venezuela for another 100,000 barrels a day when we have it here in North America? Nobody can understand why Washington is doing that, end quote. Another botch move against North America's oil supply by the Biden administration is its banning of new oil and natural gas leasing on federal lands. From oil, you make fertilizer, which affects food. From oil, diesel fuel runs our factories. Diesel fuel runs our trucks, delivered to supermarkets. That's what's creating the rising cost. If the price of crude oil goes down, guess what? Within 90 days, everything else is going to come down. But many say they're concerned about the intention of the Biden administration to promote a, quote, incredible transition from fossil fuels to electric vehicles, right? That's the push. Biden said, quote, when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over. End quote. That's craziness. Anybody with a modicum of intelligence, I think the impulse is to laugh about it because it's so insane. We don't even have the minerals to make electric vehicle batteries. Many experts say they're worried about this agenda bringing down the United States. This is a dangerous path. Quote, I welcome new technology, but maybe you do it over 30 years, over 40 years, and make sure it works before you put everything else out of business. And then we find out it doesn't work. end quote. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. We've got some calls. We have tentatively a new name of the program, which is Resurrection Radio. Some people are weighing in. You can email me at frank@kmgministries.com for your thoughts. And we will continue with more. Our final segment is next, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Our final segment of the broadcast, we have some people on hold. We'll take a couple of calls. Early in the broadcast, I made mention of a retreat that my men's ministry is hosting in 2 weeks. I got an email from listener Dean asking about more information. So let me just reset very briefly. Twice a year, we do a retreat in the local mountains with about 60 to 70 guys. We kind of limit it. It's great to get out of the city, breathe some clean air. We sit down, we share. There's some teaching segments. We have activities on Saturday. We get after it, have some fun. And it's Friday evening to Sunday morning. We, at the beginning of the broadcast, had 7 spots available. I don't know if any of those are still available. I suspect they probably are. But if you're interested, and Dean, as I said earlier, just go to our website, franksontag.com. You'll see on the homepage, a big graphic, and just click on all the information is there. And if you have questions, just email us. And we hope to see you in 2 weeks. It's an amazing time. It's my favorite time of year to get away with guys that just, we kind of get real about life and all the distractions, and it's just a beautiful camp, and it's good food. It's not like we're doing sleeping bags out in the elements and you're eating bark off trees. We don't do that. So our retreat is in 2 weeks, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Go to franksontag.com. If you're struggling and you need help to talk with someone, maybe you're struggling with addiction or you need some marriage counseling, LaVie Counseling Centers does it all. My friend Dr. Mark Baker is one of my closest friends, and he supports this program and just wants to make those that are excellent at what they do, different counselors, different walks of life. LaVieCounseling.org is their website. They do telehealth if you don't want to go. They have offices in Santa Monica and Pasadena. LaVie is L-A-V-I-E, LaVieCounseling.org. A special number for KABC listeners is 800-483-9591, 800-483-9591. Let's talk to Rick in Lake Balboa. Rick, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. You know, here's the double-edged sword to this idiocy regarding our energy situation. One would think, that the Biden administration, they're just idiots. They have half a brain, and the other half that they use is obviously they have no clue what to do regarding energy. In fact, if they wouldn't have hated President Trump so much and just left his energy policies alone, we are swimming in oil. And we not only would be energy independent, we'd be energy, Trump used, where you're selling it, energy dominant in the world. We'd be selling energy to other parts of the world. But this idiotic administration thinks it's better to have, go to countries that hate our guts and have to buy oil from these various countries. But Here's the thing that's the kicker. Here's the double-edged sword that really irritates me. It's intentional. They want to destroy the energy sector of this country. They want to destroy the economy. So big government can come in. It's another step towards socialism. That's what's irritating. If they were just stupid, fine. They're not so stupid. This is all intentional. This is the plan, to destroy America from within, and you start with the energy sector.
Rick, I thank you for the call. You were talking about stupidity, and I was going to weigh in and actually share my views, which you said in the latter part of your comments. I think this is a concerted effort, tragically and diabolically. And there's still 300 and some odd million Americans. And not many of them. So what do we do? That's the question. Hundreds of thousands of Americans sought medical care after getting a jab. This is according to the CDC data that's being released. Some 782,000 people reported seeking medical attention, emergency room care, even hospitalization. It took numerous legal demands, appeals to lawsuits over a year, but the CDC finally capitulated and agreed to a court order requiring them to do what they should have done from day one, release the data to the public. It took a lawsuit from a group called ICAN, ICAN. And speaking of the jab, in a recent study, Dr. Asim Malorta, a leading British cardiologist and previously a huge proponent for the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, now has declared the global pandemic a pandemic of misinformation and has called for a global stop of COVID-19 vaccinations. So this person has done a 180. Quote, what has become clear with regard to the coronavirus disease and the vaccines, quote unquote, is that we have a pandemic of misinformed doctors and a misinformed and unwillingly harmed public, he wrote in a study published on September 26th. In September, Malorta published two articles discussing that the failed COVID-19 vaccination policies and the global misinformation that facilitated these, quote, unethical, coercive, and misinformed policies, end quote. Malorta's first article addressed the misleading clinical data on vaccine efficacy, as well as current findings on the harms of the mRNA jabs. Second study, Malorta discussed why the public health authorities across the leading developed countries have made failed policies regarding COVID-19 vaccinations, how governments missed opportunities to reduce COVID-19 severities by encouraging lifestyle changes and the like, early therapeutics, etc. This is a guy who was very much for it at the beginning. He says most medical research is not reliable or of uncertain reliability at the very least, therefore offers little benefit and usefulness. He says, secondly, most doctors are not aware of the problem. And third, even if they are, they cannot evaluate data. Therefore, finally, patients frequently lack relevant and accurate evidence and guidance when making their medical decisions. He says there are biases in research, in medical journal reporting, in the media, in patient pamphlets. Furthermore, doctors and policymakers have commercial conflicts of interests. Doctors default to working in a manner to most reduce litigation risk. He says it's instructive to note that the greater the financial interests in a given field, the less likely the research findings are to be true. Given that Bill Gates has disclosed that vaccines give a, wait for it, 20-to-1 profit return, which is a highly significant profit margin, the one-sided medical findings on vaccine benefits that persist to today are therefore hardly surprising. Malorta said, quote, the drug companies have a fiduciary obligation to deliver profits to their shareholders, not any legal responsibility to provide you with the best treatment, end quote. Finally, over the many decades of lawsuits and studies that found the pharmaceutical industry hide, ignore, or misrepresent evidence about new drugs, with medical literature distorted and misrepresented for profits, public and professional trust of medical researchers has been a growing crisis. Between 2003 and 2016, the top 11 pharmaceutical companies paid more than $28 billion in fines. Most of the criminal activity included illegal marketing of drugs, manipulation of results, hiding data. Bigger problem with healthcare is that the very policymakers, doctors, academic institutions, and medical journals responsible for patients and scientific integrity often collude with the pharmaceutical industry for financial gain. Look, I'll say it again. Don't misunderstand me. If you took the jab, if you thought it was a good thing, I pray that you are healthy and well. And you have that right. But I've been very vocal. I was on the air the whole time. When you have forced mandates and the government telling you what you have to do. I met a young man this week who's doing some work for me, recording. He was in the Army for a little over a year, and they forced him out because he would not take the jab. And he told me three of his best friends all got extremely ill after they took the jab. It's a real virus, not the Black Plague, became politicized for power-hungry, corrupt entities that are in positions of authority. And they're still doing it. And we've got one that sits in Sacramento. You know who I'm talking about. And if you want to wear a mask in your car alone, driving down the 405 freeway, God bless you. But if you really think masks do anything, I don't know. Maybe I need to sell you some lotion to grow hair. If you don't know what I look like, then you don't get what I just said. All right. Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday evening. We are tentatively calling this program Resurrection Radio. If you miss any of the broadcast, the podcast is up almost literally after the program ends at franksontag.com. We're also on Rumble and seeking other outlets. If you want to email me directly, it's frank@kmgministries.com. If you've got concerns, questions, you're welcome to weigh in. And we do thank you for listening to this program and making it possible. 3 weeks from tonight, Craig Parker Adams will be in studio. He's a rock and roll extraordinaire. And we invite you to be the guest each and every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. God bless you all.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.